It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Four finalists to be the next president of Iowa State University were on the Ames campus this week for interviews and meetings with faculty, staff, and community members. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg has been covering the process this week, and he joins me on the line. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
Who got interviews this week?
Well, the lead-off person on Monday was Sonny Ranaswamy. He's currently a political appointee completing a six-year term at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but before that he was at Oregon State, Purdue, Kansas State, and Kansas universities. He's looking for a job right now. I mean, he was asked in the public forum what draws you to Iowa State, and he brought up the fact, well, my job's ending next May. Pamela Witten is currently provost and senior vice president at the University of Georgia. At this time, interestingly, last year she was a finalist for the presidency at the University of Tennessee. She has a business degree from Tulane and then master's and doctorates in communication studies from Kentucky and Kansas. And then Dale Whitaker, he's an ag engineer from Texas A&M and Purdue University degrees, and he currently is at the University of Central Florida, and he's provost and executive vice president there. And then Wendy Winterstein is currently Iowa State University's dean. She's a hometown person, and she's been at Iowa State since 1979, beginning with the Extension Service and then moving into administration responsibilities about 20 years ago.
Were there any reoccurring topics?
Yes, there were. Interestingly, something that I hadn't heard anything about mentioned by the Board of Regents, but reoccurring topics brought up in their presentations at the open forums was the graduation rate at Iowa State. In varying degrees, each of them mentioned the graduation rate as being had needed attention, that it's in 4 years, not half of Iowa State students are able to graduate in 4 years. And then from the public forum audience, there was always a person there asking about acceptance and inclusion of international minority group students at Iowa State. There was a reference to every time to a student suicide and three attempted suicides among Iowa State students, how to mitigate that situation, that those instances occurred in the past week. And how Iowa State can help improve water quality, and then always a question on how Iowa State can help hogs and Iowans live together in the state.
All right. What about differences? Was there anything that just really separated the candidates?
I'm glad you asked that, Clay, because yesterday there was a difference. Wendy Winterstein, of course, is the hometown candidate, been at Iowa State for the last 40 years. She had by far the largest number of people attending the public forum, and she was not bashful at all about leveraging that hometown, if you will, advantage. She said that former President Greg Joffre had repeatedly cited her publicly as presidential material, and she said Iowa State's facing big problems right now. And she said, I'm qualified, I know the challenges, I know the people and the nuances here. Why spend time getting another person up to speed?
And then, of course, too, Iowa State's never had a female president before, and there were two female candidates in this interview process.
Yes, that's right. Pamela Witten and Wendy Winterstein. And as you say, Iowa State's never had a female president.
Now, we've learned of a couple years ago when the University of Iowa in Iowa City was hiring their next president, former businessman Bruce Harreld, that there was an effort to circumvent the Iowa Open Meetings Law. Lots of controversy surrounding that hiring. You covered that process. Does this ISU interviewing process feel different than that one?
Well, I thought, too, during the public hearing for Bruce Harreld at the University of Iowa, that was a very contentious, raucous affair. None of that at Iowa State's public hearings this week.
Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg, thanks for talking with us this morning, Dean.
Thank you, Clay.
And now the search committee will review the feedback from these public forums this week, and they'll meet with the Board of Regents. A final decision is expected on October 23rd. This next Iowa State University president will replace Stephen Leith, who is now at Auburn University.